Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about, it's not what you choose to work on, it's what you choose not to work on.
I love this topic.
Before we get into it, let's take a question. This is a little bit, kind of a new setup for us, so we're trying to work it out.
I know. Do you want me to go print out some stuff? That would have been better.
Well, we can do it next show. You know what? This is perfect. You can see if you're
fail.
Watching this.
We're failing.
Yes, you can watch us fail.
We're failing
and
right
then
now.
Next week, this is Friday. So next week, it'll be a little bit more put together.
Exactly.
But this is how progress happens.
Yes. We have a teleprompter and we can't reach the teleprompter. So this is how we're failing. So Steven has to lean way over to adjust the teleprompter. Not that we need a teleprompter. None of this is really scripted. But the question, I need to be able to read the question. I do not have that memory.
I'm going to do it on paper next time.
All right. And I will fix this.
It doesn't stop you from looking good though, Jill.
Oh, thank you. I'll just sit back here and just relax. You know the only thing
I'm going to get? Different from that?
I'm going to get a little table here. We're going to put like our drinks and stuff. But that's going to be fun.
Excellent.
Cool. All right. Go for it.
Before we get into it, let's take a question from posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Skylar asks, we have all heard about deal funding, but is anyone interested in doing transactional funding? Thanks. I don't know if anybody, did anybody reply to this yet?
No.
Okay.
And that's why I wanted to personally reply to it.
What are your thoughts?
I honestly don't understand the question, and this is why I this is a big topic for me. This actually taps into what this topic is today. Jill and I have now the luxury of choosing what we work on and what we don't, and as entrepreneurs, that's like the very definition of, in my opinion, succeeding or not succeeding. And one of the things that I'm choosing to work on in a big bad way is funding. I talked about it a little bit, I think, on a couple shows ago or earlier in the week. If we had $100 million to spend, we could spend it and probably double it, or at least throw off a 40 to 50% return on it very quickly.
Right.
And so funding is a big deal. We're having, since we had this live event and just because of the show, we're getting a lot of people reaching out to us, offering us funding. We haven't found that perfect fit yet. For some reason, there's a lot of people out there with a lot of money, but there's very few people that understand land.
Right, that's true.
I'm not sure why or how land got this reputation. It gets lopped into commercial real estate, and commercial real estate, by the very nature of it, is traded on capitalization rates, which heavily rely on rent being the model, no matter what type of commercial real estate. And rent's not involved in land usually, almost always. Right. So it gets cast aside. Hey, yay for us.
Yep.
And yay for you, listener, because you figured it out.
Exactly.
This is a huge profit center.
Right.
So transactional funding versus like deal funding is the same thing. I'm not sure this person is saying we have a bunch of money and we want to get involved.
Right.
Or we don't have any money and we need to be, but we have some deals.
Right.
So, Skylar, whoever you are, let us know.
Okay.
We have solutions for both.
Right. If it's a really good idea, you think you've got something to share with us, send it to support@landacademy.com.
Perfect.
If it's a crappy idea, please send it to not us at
Land. Send it to support@thelandgeek.com.
Oh, yeah. That's perfect. That's awesome. That's so good. All right. I love
it. Or skip trace Jack Bosch and tell him all about it.
There we go. There you go. We'll be over here.
We'll be over here succeeding.
Exactly.
This is more fun back here for some
good.
Reason.
It really is, yeah.
Today's topic? Go ahead. Oh, we got to stump the chump.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, it's your turn to ask me a question.
Right.
The points are right now, you have 750, I have 1,000, because we weren't keeping track and you were being nice, and you had took a huge hit on the Weight Watchers comment.
I know. So what is the score?
1,750.
Okay.
So give me a question
for
and give me how many points. For
500
many,
points.
For 500 points. Okay, got it. It's good. Stump the chump. Me.
On behalf of all mothers out there, What are the top one or two or three most annoying things your children do? Consistently, not just one-offs. Oh my God. Regardless of age. I'm making this harder.
Oh, number one, whatever space they are in, whether it's
physical space or like space?
No, yeah, we'll get to that one. Whatever space they are in, whether it's their room, a vehicle, a doctor's office, I do not care. They seem to walk off and leave anything they don't care about. And sometimes it's things they do care about. But they just leave them there and walk off and leave them knowing that the mother is going to take care of it and pick up after them.
Boy, that is annoying as hell for
it's
me, too.
It's horrible.
Boy, I concur with that.
It's horrible. Number two. This is actually easy for me. Am I getting these right, what you think?
You already got the points on number one.
All right. Number two.
Didn't take you long to think about this.
No, right, yeah. It's more boys than girls. Hang on a minute. I lost my little train of thought on what I was going to say about.
Top annoying things on behalf of all mothers.
Right.
Regardless of age or gender, but that's okay. Okay. What are the most annoying things children do consistently, not just one off?
They cannot remember from the moment the words leave my mouth to them exiting the room to go do whatever has been asked of them, what is being asked of them.
Yeah.
They can't remember.
They're just not involved.
No.
They don't have a vested interest in our family.
No.
I've noticed that too.
Even if I write the list, even if I write down three things and put a piece of paper in their hand, they'll lay down the piece of paper after item number one, while they're doing item number one, and forget number two and three. I remember when we were kids in school, and this is a long time ago, okay, but they used to, did you ever have this, Stephen, where your teacher would, a note would be pinned on your shirt?
Yeah.
We all know why that happened. I should do that with our children.
Can you imagine sending the kids to school in high school with a note pinned on there? They would just get killed.
Like, don't forget to give this check to the cafeteria lady to catch up your account. Like, I'm going to do that. I'm going to put an envelope and put it on his shirt.
Please do that. I'm going to take a picture of that and put it all over social media.
You know what I'm going to do? Actually, it's happening right now with lacrosse. He needs like a slip or like he needs his physical stuff or something like that or something for lacrosse. I'm going to put it on his shirt and make him show up like that.
You would immediately go from starting center to fourth string defense.
Like, what is that? Here you go. All right. I'm trying to think if I have a third one. Another very annoying thing with children. Then my third thing is every kid says, I don't care what we have for dinner, but then they always have an opinion when you come up with, all right, we're having this. Oh, not that. Oh, I really don't like that. Really? You said you didn't have an opinion.
This is a Jack and Jill moment.
Yeah.
This is a good time for me to bring this up.
Uh-oh.
Because you can't hit me on the air.
Oh.
I have never understood this about you, this food thing.
Oh.
So I don't, my whole life until I met you, whoever was making dinner, because half the time it's me,
mm-hmm.
or choosing to go to dinner,
mm-hmm.
that's it. If we didn't discuss until I met you, what we're having for dinner. Whoever was making it, just made it, and then you ate it.
Oh, so in past relationships?
Everything. All while I was growing up.
Well, I will say it's a character flaw in me.
Oh my gosh, you're going to admit this?
Well, because you know what it is? I'm trying to make sure you're happy.
Oh, that's the biggest malarkey I've ever heard in my life. I call BS.
Hold on a moment.
That is absolutely a Dale Carnegie pile of crap, Jill.
Well,
absolutely.
But you know what, though?
Because you're trying to please me?
I usually say, what do you want for dinner?
I would eat cardboard.
All right.
I would eat cardboard tonight with some mustard on it.
This is a Jack and Jill moment. There are times you act like the kids, and I said, fine, then we're going here. And you go, no, I don't want Mexican again. Because I'll eat Mexican every day.
Oh, my gosh.
There we go.
That's just not the case.
You will eat Mexican every day with me.
After about 30 days in a row of eating fajitas, I'd really like to have something else.
Would you eat them 3 days in a row with me? I'm going to test you.
Absolutely, yes.
All right. You heard this. Let's get to the show.
I don't think the kids care about food at all.
Let's get to the show.
So how did this food... All right. This is it. We had to do a I got Jack the and point. Jill show. Today's topic, you know, somebody's going to, every time we do that, we go a little bit this way.
What?
The people who are actually listening to the show to learn how to buy and sell land.
Or be like, cut to the chase.
Can you guys stop?
Hurry up. Just get to the.
I need to send a mailer out.
Exactly.
Today's topic, it's not what you choose to work on. It's what you choose not to work on. This is the meat of the show.
Okay. This has come about, probably, it comes about often, at least once a quarter, we catch ourselves. We get distracted, and we're working on the wrong stuff, and we're working on too many projects. And what ends up happening? None of them get done as well or as fast or at all completed as they should. So this has come up for us again. We want to share this with everybody because if it's a struggle with us, I'm pretty sure it's a struggle with you. You know, sometimes it's not about what you're working on, it's what you're not working on. You really need to focus. So I made some notes. I'm going to rattle off my notes, and then I would love for you to weigh in wherever you want.
Before you do that.
Because you will.
Yeah. Before you do that, this is my big takeaway from the live event. There are some people that, in the advanced group, and some other people that just were pretty vocal in the group, and rightfully so, said, you know, we only do this kind of deal and that's it.
Yeah.
And we only do two deals a month and we make sure that we make $50 to $1,000 on each of them.
Yep.
So I haven't, for whatever reason, and I was talking about this with somebody else, I just don't know when to stop. Actually, it was Travis. Like, if my goal is to make $1 million a month, then it's going to be $2 million after that. So anyway, go ahead.
I'm very familiar with that. All right, so here's what I think and what we've talked about too. So all right, this is all great, guys. How do I do this? What do I do? Well, the easiest way, pick one thing. For us, it's the one that makes the most financial sense. You know, it might be something for you. Maybe for you, it's even like I need to focus on my family. You know, I'm not giving my family enough time. That needs to be my focus right now. I don't know. Whatever it is, pick one thing, zero in on it, and stay with it. Don't get distracted. Don't be focused on your family and start three new businesses next week. You know, that's not going to work. And for us, this is our version. We're focused on a financial project, and we'll still start three new businesses next week. That doesn't do us any good either. It's the same thing. It's pulling us away from the other thing that we really should be focusing on. And then my final thing is follow through to completion or alter as needed. Because sometimes, you know, as you get into it, you are going to need to make some changes. You don't have to, like, steadfast, headstrong, I wrote down what it's going to be and I'm not going to waver. No, because we know there's going to be things you need to adjust or shift to get to that goal, whatever it is. But just, you got to pick something, you know. And then a lot of us, like us, I didn't mean this to be the Jill show, but like you and I, we can successfully do a couple things. How do I know this? We have our shows. We have our staff. We have Land Academy. We are buying and selling property. There's other things we have going. We could probably handle safely 5. What happens is we try to do 15. That's where I think. That for me, that's where I get spread too thin. What do you think?
Well, I think that it's habits. It's all about habits, and Joe and I, for whatever reason, this happened when we met. We individually are used to going 100 miles an hour.
Right.
And so, I don't mean that you can't do 10 companies, because we have like 8 lines of business, 8 or 9, I think 9, strong lines of revenue right now. You just can't do them all at the same time.
Exactly.
You got to start one, put the right person in place to run it, and almost figuratively and literally walk away. You can't work there anymore, and you just watch the numbers, and that's it.
Maybe can't get bogged down in the details.
Zoom conference call maybe once a week or once a month.
Right.
Yeah, and you have to accept this. This is a key that for me, the whole thing. You have to accept that whoever is running the thing isn't going to do as good of a job as you.
True.
You have to have that conversation in the mirror with yourself. Yep, she's going to do about 80% of maybe, if you're lucky, 75 to 80% of what you're capable of. And she's probably not going to have the creative ideas and the stuff that the creative juice that caused you to start the company or the line of revenue in the first place is probably not going to be, that's not in a skill set. for somebody to run a company. Right. They need to run stuff. You know, they need to tell people what to do, make them accountable, put some systems in place. That talent, usually, that's operations talent. That talent doesn't usually go with that entrepreneurial startup talent, which is really what I excel at.
Right.
And frankly, you do too. You know, in the beginning, it was like I would dream up these crazy things, and Jill would implement them, and that worked for a while. I don't think personally Jill's an operations person. She might think she is, but I think she's got more of an entrepreneurial startup talent than the other
thing. Thank you.
The problem with us
is
that we can get away with being operations people. So sometimes we do it.
Exactly.
And we shouldn't. We should bring an operations expert and just walk away and go start the next one.
Exactly.
So we've actually learned from that. I mean, there's four companies that we have that are non-land and non-real estate related. They're real estate related, but they don't involve buying and selling real estate.
Correct. Like ParcelFact.
ParcelFact, Land Academy.
Offers Owners.
House Academy is an O2O.
Right.
And so all of those now have, and this all happened since the live event, line heads. We call them lines of business. They have line managers. Mm-hmm. And so we're picking up some of the slack. Land Academy itself does great.
Right.
House Academy isn't where it needs to be yet.
It's coming.
And ParcelFact and O2O constantly grow every month, but they could be doing double.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I'm just happy that those two companies operated at a loss for a year, more than a year. Uh-huh. When we started them.
You know, and I want to end on this for me. We did this a week ago. We talked about we went away. Well, one of the things we did on the drive out of town was we wrote down all the 20 things that we're working on. And then we picked the top three. And all the other ones, we crossed them off.
God, that makes me feel good. Yeah. Just saying.
Should we be doing this? Nope. Should we be doing this? Nope. Should we be doing this? Nope. And you know what? It was a bummer because we had to send out several emails for people that were like going to do some separate projects with and everything. And we had to nicely say, we're not doing it. You know, we have to put this on hold for a little while. These other things are more important. And that's it. And it's the right thing to do. So as hard as it is and as frustrating as it is, you need to do that. And I look at it as a positive thing. My last thing is like, here's the good news. We're focusing on the top three things right now that really make the most financial sense and sense for our members, our community, our companies, you know, all those things are and make sense to us. And we enjoy them too.
Yeah, that's part of it.
It's really good. And then what I know is we crossed off 15 things that should we ever get bored someday or, you know, whatever, we got 15 more projects and more companies and stuff right there ready to go.
Yeah.
It's a good feeling.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Hey, join us next time for another interesting episode.
And we answer your questions posted on our online community found at landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
You look funny going back and forth there. If you're watching this, it's hilarious. If you're not watching it, you should. We change our setup just a little bit. Like it's got the same background, but we push our chairs back because I want to start making this more of a different setup and environment, maybe bring in another camera, make it more conversational. It's definitely going to happen for the Jack and Jill show, so it'll probably happen for this show and the House Academy show too. Yeah. So
I love the idea of two cameras.
Yeah. By the way, this Land Academy show still remains commercial free for you, our loyal listener. So wherever you're watching or wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration to buy undervalued property. Sorry. I'm all confused. I'm just changing it. You want to do that again?
Sure.
Okay. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.
Better.
Crack me up, Jill.
I know.